Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Dr. Marquard Russell, the King of Client Attraction, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. So this one right here, this episode specifically for individuals. If you're an expert and you're not making at least $30,000 a month, you're going to absolutely love this. So a few weeks ago, I actually did a live stream where I broke down 7 client attraction tips for you to implement if you make less than $30,000 a month. It was a hit. It was probably one of our most popular ones, and now you can get access to it right now to listen to over and over and over again. Just implementing one of these tips is going to be a totally game changer for your business. So just implement one at a time, and then you add the whole 7 to your arsenal and watch what happens. Okay, so go ahead and let's dive into it right now, and I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback. All right, cool. 7 client attraction tips for Q2, right? Q2 of 2022 to implement if you're not earning at least $30,000 per month in your expert business. Let's go ahead and dive in. So number one, your first step, my first tip that I want to give you is I want you to choose your mountain. Choose your mountain. As an expert, whether you're a coach, whether you're a consultant, whether you're an author, whether you're a speaker, whether you're a course creator, whatever you would call you based on your specific expertise, I want you to choose your mountain. I want you to specialize, right? I want you to choose what's your mountain that you're climbing to the top of the mountain of and you're planting your flag on. What's your thing? What's your specialty? Helping who specifically? So number one, I want you to choose your mountain. What is going to be your mountain? What is your area of expertise? Of course, you all know for us, it's client attraction for expert-based businesses. That's our mountain. There's nobody in the world that's better, even close, when it comes to client attraction for expert business, because that's what we've really focused on mastering over the past 12 years, I think, at this point. All right, so that's number one. I want you to choose your mountain. That's number one. Number two, I want you to cut the fat. Cut the fat, right? I ain't talking about the summertime body. Think about all the stuff that you're doing right now that is just waste. So I'm going to give you an example. So let's say, for example, so one of the things that we did, what I did last night, actually, and that we've been working on this morning, is we've been going through our ad account and we're looking at where is all the waste that we're spending on our ads? What is all the waste? It's like, and we're cutting down to like, okay, out of all these campaigns that we're running, which ones are performing best, right? And which ones are we just spending money on that's not producing at all? And then we're cutting down to all of that, right? Even with our team, a big thing that we focused on our team the past couple months was like, where can we cut the fat in terms of our team and just lean down to really maximize all the assets? So what are you doing in your business right now, every day, that's an absolute waste? You know, because I don't want to get into the things that you to start doing, because a lot of times we create these to-do lists, but we don't really create like a stop doing list. Here's the things to stop doing. That's an absolute waste. I'm going to give you an example. The first part of the year for me, I was going to the gym, right? And the gym probably takes me 20, depending on traffic, it could be 20 to 30. I'll call it 20 minutes to get there. 20 minutes to get there, work out, 20 minutes back. So we'll call it an hour to go to do that, right? Now, this quarter, going into this quarter and the rest of the year, I'm transitioning my workout to being at the house. So I'm making sure I got everything at the house where I can actually do my workout here. So that's literally saving me an hour. So that's saving me an hour per day, right? What can I do with that, with this extra time? So what are some things for you to stop doing? Okay. All right, let's get to number three. Number three, double down and add a zero. This is a two-part, as you see. Double down and add a zero. What do I mean? So now, when you remove those things that you need to stop doing, now you're left with the things to do. Let me explain something. When you look at the people who are building businesses that you admire in your particular space, a lot of times people think they're doing things that's advanced, right? The people who you see really playing at a high level in their businesses, they're not doing the advanced stuff. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them make you feel like they're doing advanced stuff. They're not. They're doing the same simple stuff that they were doing when they were smaller businesses. They're just doing it at a lot more scale, right? And a lot more scale simply means that they're taking what they were doing when they were growing, and they're just doing more of that stuff that they were working. So they're just doing it at a lot more scale, right? I mean, Wes will tell you, like, it was just a few of us when Wes came on board. We really haven't changed much in the business. We're just doing what we were doing then at a lot more scale. So now I want you to look at your business. Now that you removed all the stuff that you got to stop doing, and I want you to say, okay, what are the things for me to double down on? So maybe you were creating one piece of video content a week. Okay. What if you start creating one piece of content a day? Maybe you was emailing your list once a month. What if you start emailing your list once a week or once a day? What if you were having one to two conversations with potential clients, one to two a day? What if you crimp it up to five a day? What if you were generating 2 to 3 leads per day? What if you doubled that and started getting 5-10 leads a day? Right? What if you were spending $5 or $10 a day on ads? What if you start $20 a day on ads? Double down. Okay. So the double down, that's the first part. Add a zero. Add a zero is I want whatever you're charging right now. If you aren't charging at least $3,000 to $10,000 or more, I challenge you to add a zero. That's the first step. For those of you who are charging $3,000 to $10,000, we're going to really level it up. If you're charging $3,000 to $10,000 or more already, which I saw most of you are, I challenge you to add a zero, right? So your primary offer doesn't have to. So let's say, for example, I see a few of you are charging $7,000, $6,000, $5,000. So I say, okay, great. Keep that one, but add a zero and think, what can I offer for 10x that? So yeah, my main offer is $7,000. For those of you who put $7,000, what can you offer for $70,000? Because guess what? It's 10% of your market that'll be happy or happily willing to pay you that $50,000 or that $70,000 or that $100,000 for those of you who are charging $10,000, right? So you got your $10,000 clients and then you got your $100,000 clients. Exactly, Auntie Angie. So Auntie Angie said, my $5,000 collaboration program and $25,000 for the entire memoir. So you don't even got to know what it would look like right now. Just pick the price. So, Ms. Shanika, do you already have something for $3,000 to $10,000? If you don't already have something for $3,000 to $10,000, let's just start there. For those of you who already got something that's selling $3,000 to $10,000, let's start thinking, like, what will be the next level thing, right? So, number four, the fourth client attraction tip for this quarter, going into this quarter and for the rest of the year, I want you to create a weekly content rhythm. So, what does that look like for you? So, for example, that may look like you creating a piece of content every day. That may look like emailing your list. That may be going live once a week. Whatever that looks like for you and your business, I want you to create what that's going to be for you, and I want you to stick to it. I want you to create something that you're going to stick to, okay? What's going to be your content, your weekly content rhythm? So, for example, I'll give y'all an example. And, of course, if you're a client attraction university client, we talk a lot about the seven-figure marketing plan and stuff like that. So, of course, if you're already a client attraction university client, you already have the seven-figure marketing plan. So I'm not going to go into the seven-figure marketing plan here, but I'm going to just kind of give a broad idea of a weekly content rhythm. If you want,
The seven-figure marketing plan, obviously, comment CAU on Facebook or shoot me a DM, and then we can talk about how we can get you the seven-figure marketing plan and all the other cool resources inside of Client Attraction University. But right now, I want to just kind of give you an example, a skeleton, so to speak, of what a weekly content rhythm would look like. So for example, for us, a real baseline content, weekly content rhythm is we do a piece of video content every day. So if you tap into our Instagram, our social media, YouTube, we do a piece of, at minimum, one video piece of content every single day, right? And we post 3 to 5 times per day, at least 3 to 5 times per day, right? Now, and we're doing this every day. So that's on all of our social media platforms where we are. And then this live stream we're doing right now is a part of our weekly content rhythm. So we do this live stream every Tuesday. Normally it's on Tuesday. Today is Wednesday, obviously, because I was traveling. But normally we do it every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern. So it's a rhythm. Like, what do you know about a rhythm? It's the consistency. It's the consistency. The boom, the boom, the boom, the boom, the boom. So it's the consistency, right? So what is your weekly content rhythm? Now, again, based on your business, based on your time, based on different things, this may be a little bit different for you. Based on your business, based on your goals, based on your content rhythm may look a little different. My fourth tip is to create a weekly content rhythm. Number five, start running ads. Like, if you're not running ads right now, you're missing out on easily one of the biggest opportunities on the planet. Think about it. Never in a million years could we like advertise and get up in front of our ideal clients for so cheap. Like, at one point you had to do billboards, you had to send out direct mail campaigns in the mail, you had to do so much stuff. Like, you can literally run an ad and you can have your ad live within the next few hours or so and be in front of potential clients, getting clicks, getting people to your pages, getting leads. Like, you could be doing all this in the next few hours. Like, this is a huge opportunity that most people aren't taking advantage of. So I want you to start running ads. If you aren't running ads, even if you just start with like $5 a day, you don't gotta have a huge budget to start with ads. A lot of people think you do, but you don't. So I want you to start running ads, or I want you to start scaling the ads that are working. So if you're already running ads, I want you to go back. So there you go, Webcam. Webcam said, and the AMS business goal gives 4 points per dollar on ads. If you're already running ads, I want you to start doubling down. So what are you spending on ads per day right now? Then we go back to double down, right? What are you spending on ads per day? How can you start increasing that? Even if you're not able to double it immediately, what if you just start increasing your daily ad spend by 20 to 30% like every 3 days or so? Increase it by 20 to 30%. Let it run 3 days. Make sure it's still working. Increase it by 30%. Increase it and just gradually start scaling it. Okay. That's number five. Number six, I want you to create a client conversion system, because now once you're running ads, when people see your ads and they click on your ads and they're watching your videos, what are you doing now to convert them into a client? It's one thing to attract clients, which we talk heavily about client attraction, but let's not forget about the client conversion process. So for example, once they see your ads, are you retargeting them and following them around the internet, right? Are you sending them daily emails, right? Are you creating the content? Do you got some kind of outreach process in place? Do you got a text sequence in place? What are you doing to actually take people from engaging with you on the front end to actually becoming a client on the back end? I want you to have a client conversion system in place. Number seven is I want you to track your numbers daily. Track your numbers daily. Track your marketing numbers. If you're running ads, I want you tracking those numbers every day. If you're having sales calls, enrollment calls, I want you tracking those numbers every day. If you're creating content, I want you tracking that. Creating emails, track it. I want you to track your numbers, track your performance so you can see what you're doing, what you're working with. For example, I had a conversation yesterday with one of our Seven Figure Society clients. So we were talking about this strategy yesterday on how to turn individuals on Facebook into how to get clients. And we were talking about like, well, how many conversations have you had? How many have led to conversations? How many of those conversations you made an offer to? How many of those actually became clients? And I was like, you want to track that? Like, how many conversations have you had? How many of those conversations actually turned into you actually making them an offer? out of those ones you made an offer, how many actually became a client? And you want to be tracking all that because now you can actually make decisions based on the data. Okay, now two things. Now, let's get into it. If you like this worksheet, because I know some people like, you probably want this worksheet that I'm going through on this document, like this Google Doc. If you want the worksheet that we just went through, I want you to comment worksheet. So if you're on Facebook, just comment worksheet. Just put worksheet in the comment section. That way we'll know it. And then Wes will be able to reach out to you and actually get you the worksheet, you know, after we're done. If you're on Instagram, just shoot me a DM. I know you can't even see the worksheet, but that's why you got to be inside the group. But get inside the group and then we can get you the worksheet. All right. Or shoot me a DM if you may not even got Facebook. I totally get it. Some people on Instagram don't got Facebook. I understand. Shoot me a DM if you're on Instagram, a direct message with worksheet. We'll get you the worksheet. So that's number one. Because I know some people are going to ask. So I want to deal with that first. Number two, in the meantime, while you're waiting on the worksheet, if you joined us for this training and you're still here, you probably didn't just want a strategy or seven tips. You probably were looking for a strategy as part of a bigger picture, which is like, how do I grow my expert business? Like, how do I get more clients? How do I generate more revenue? How do I generate more profit? How do I scale while working 50% less? And if that's you, then I just like to invite you to book in a 10 or 15 minute brainstorm session with me and my team of client attraction specialists. In this fast-paced call, we're going to do three things really quickly during this call. Number one, we'll have a look at your niche, your ideal client. We'll look at your offer or help you package up an offer if you don't already have an offer. Based on your knowledge and expertise, we help you package that up. We'll look at your price points and help you come up with the best price point. And we'll work out what's really possible for you in terms of your clients, in terms of your revenue, and in terms of growth in the next 90 days. And then we'll come out with your game plan for the next 90 days and then map out a game plan, you know, for the next 12 months to come. So that's number one. Secondly, we're going to have a look under the hood of your business, right? So we'll take a look under the hood of your business, kind of see what's going on and so forth. We'll also look at the way you currently market. We'll look at the way you sell. We'll look at the way you deliver right now. If maybe you're doing one-on-one, maybe you want to go into group. Maybe you want to scale your one-on-one as much as that you possibly can or whatever that looks like, or your service delivery, depending on what you do. And we'll look at how do you deliver right now. And we can see if we can find the number one thing that's been stopping you from the growth that you're after. Usually in most businesses, when we have these conversations, there's typically one thing. And then once we unpack it, your business grows rapidly, right? All right. Third, we'll start to map out a three-step action plan to help you get the leads, the clients, and the growth that you're after. So you're going to literally leave this session really clear, really confident, and really excited about taking things to the next level. And that's what the call is for. Now, you may be thinking, all right, Marquell, why would you all do these planning calls like this for free? And it's really simple. When we map out game plans like this with our potential clients, there's a percentage of people who go, okay, this plan is amazing. Can you help me implement it? If that's you, then amazing. We love to help. We're really good at this. And we're actually the best in the world when it comes to this. So if that's you, absolutely amazing. We believe we're the best fit. And if we believe we're the best fit for you, then amazing. Because we may have this conversation and you may say, all right, we're not the best fit for you right now. Here's a recommendation for you. And then we'll make a recommendation to somebody else who'll be better. But if we decide that we believe that we're the best fit for you and we can serve you the best, then great, amazing. Then we'll talk about next steps. If we're not the best fit for you, you don't believe we're the best fit for you, or you just want to take the game plan and go implement on your own, either way, that's totally cool. No hard feelings. You have a great plan that you can go run on your own immediately or find somebody else to help you implement. But the only way to get your rapid growth planning call is to comment CAU if you're on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, comment CAU just in the comment section, okay? If you're on Instagram, send me a direct message. In the direct message, just put the letter CAU, then I'll reply back, and then we'll get your call scheduled. Okay, so just go ahead and do that right now. Comment CAU if you're on Facebook, or if you're on Instagram, send me a direct message with CAU, and then let's start the conversation. During this call, if we think you're a good match, and if you believe you're a good match and we can actually help you, then we'll book in another time. Like, you literally can't buy anything on this call. This is not a sales call. This is not a call just to kind of bait you into a pitch. Like, you literally can't buy anything on this call. Okay, on this call is specifically mapping out, going through the rapid growth planning. Okay. And again, at the end of that call, after you got your game plan, you're clear, you're confident, you're excited, you got a game plan, you're going to implement on your own. If you decide, hey, I want y'all to help me do it, If we think you're a good match, then we'll book in another time where we map out a deep dive plan to help you go to $30,000 a month, $60,000 a month, up to $1 million a year. All you have to do is take the first step. So if that's your goal, you want to get, you want to build a business that's making you $30,000, $60,000 a month, up to $1 million a year, your first step is to comment CAU right now. If you're on Facebook, just the letter CAU, or if you're on Instagram, send me a direct message. In that direct message, just put the letter CAU, and then I'll reply back, and then we'll get your call scheduled. So that's that.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.